So social media is proving to be incredibly cost effective as well. As we all know, you know, the hiring prices or the advertising prices are phenomenally less expensive than the traditional methods or means. Of course, on top of the financial benefits, we have also been able to tap into candidates we may not have ordinarily recruited by standard job advertisements, as I had given the example of Kumar. Statistics have, of course, shown that by posting regular and relevant jobs, we have seen a significant increase in the number of applications. So people, you know, flock to places like LinkedIn, they flock to places like Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Snapchat, YouTube, where if the right advertisements are provided, you will get the deserving candidates. So there is a wealth of benefits to social media and organizations that are looking to expand this in the future. Let's work with a clear example, a very typical example that is LinkedIn. And LinkedIn has already been used as a robust platform to source candidates as well as roles which are specialist and at a consultant level. So many of the consulting companies that I am in touch with currently, I have been, you know, first initially contracted with them through LinkedIn. So I would profusely like to, you know, thank LinkedIn, especially when you don't pay a hefty amount. So I began my LinkedIn account with a free subscription and the results were pretty phenomenal. A lot of networking was done, a lot of projects were, you know, I received in my years of consulting. So now let's look at, certain insightful information. So according to experts in India, the potential candidates may not share the requisite qualification on social media platforms despite possessing them. Now this is a case of latent hiring. So they are on the social media, especially channels excluding LinkedIn. So we are not considering LinkedIn because it's a business networking site. But who would like to post their qualifications and give precise information on a Facebook? So in this process, recruiters could overlook such candidates, could consider them as way too casual, correct? So this is a mistake that many recruitment professionals in India can be susceptible or vulnerable to. So we need to, so this is a special word of advice for all the budding recruiters or the seasoned recruiters. So if you are spending time on social media, you might get passive candidates from the same. And don't mistake them that they are way too casual. They might be presenting a casual perspective on these sites. You might want to check back with their resumes or their applications, or even for that matter, a LinkedIn profile. Thus, keeping a tab on potential candidates across various platforms could be a misleading or a humongous task. It could be a cumbersome task, but then you can use your intelligence to make it something which is effective. Social media could be used as a parallel channel, okay, or a complementary channel for recruitment and is unlikely to replace the traditional channels for next few years, simply because of this particular fact where you can gain success, but it comes at a price. So it would be a cumbersome process to do the sieving and filtering. Okay, you might want to invest in more expensive parsers for this kind of a functioning. So unless companies drive adoption, set source mix targets, and have specialized teams to hire through social media. So this students is also being done. I have in some of my recent workshops of interviewing and recruiting seen a few people in the organization specifically go to the social media and hire from there. So this is also, you know, happening now. It's a recent development. Secondly, social media recruitment tends to widen the choice pool, of course. Now, why is this so? It's so logical. It's another channel which has been added in the last maybe decade or so. So like your employment agencies, like your exchanges, like campus, it's another channel. And of course, what happens? It feeds to your pool. It adds people to the pool. correct? While on one hand, the recruiters get access to a wide range of candidates from various geographic locations, it also makes the process quick and more effective by increasing the accuracy of profile searches. So what you could do is you can use it as a validation device as well. You've looked up the candidate, things look good, they are speaking about their proficiencies, and as a backup, apart from the referral check, you might also do a profile search. So this function is of great advantage, especially given the fact that a vast majority of social media users are the youth who would be prime working force in the companies. Remember the stories, the fictitious examples of Kumar and Kumari. Yeah. Thirdly, it is a low-cost tool. Of course, we keep repeating this, correct? So at the cost of repetition, we will just complete this quickly. So with a good return on investment, thus saving both time and money costs. Additionally, social media increases the brand visibility of the recruiter. So from the applicant's perspective, now we will flip the perspective, okay? We will change the perspective from the recruitment professional to the applicant. So, you know, for a person to become robust as a recruitment professional, we need to also diversify our perspective and look from the other side of the coin. So from the applicant's perspective, social media tends to facilitate and help applicants gain deeper insight into the company about certain facts and information, which may not easily be available on the website. So what I did is this recently, I wanted to look up a startup, okay? So I was supposed to train at a startup and I wanted to get a sense of their culture. I wanted to understand the values. I wanted to see the people whom I would be training. It's a startup, so a limited number of people. So what I did is, apart from the website, I also got a Twitter. I got a Twitter link and I was able to see the people in action. I was able to see their CEO, their COO, you know, some of their counterparts who had invested, some of their recent team members. This gave me great insights on how they work, okay, the workplace locations and so on. So, you know, what happens is applicants, now of course I was not an applicant but a trainer there, but an applicant can also have similar insights. They also get to know the openings available in various organizations and apply accordingly, provided of course the companies are active on these social mediums. So recruiting anyone based on their resume and interview alone is not enough most of the times, especially in the current changing times. So the candidates that are difficult but have hidden potential need to go through further screening in more detail. And of course, social media recruitment is perfect for the opportunity. So this has been explained a couple of times just in the past few slides. The traditional ways of putting out a job vacancy and waiting for people to come to you are a thing of the past. So of course, there is a lag in the time. Time to fill increases if you are following this conventional strategy. So it's better to adopt a principle from the agile methodology of the IT world, that is to be proactive. So rather than putting a vacancy and waiting, why not approach people on social media, parallelly look at their application forms, their cover letters and resumes, and get going. So this can be done to, you know, fully grasp the importance and versatility of the social media and recruitment strategies in order to end up with quality candidates. So you get a wide profile as explained. You get to understand their competencies, their experience, their educational qualifications on LinkedIn. You get to see them as a person when you're viewing them on Facebook. Are they a fun person? If they are working currently, are they posting photos about their organization, about certain birthdays? So are they operating out of a silo or are they a social person is also understood through these mechanisms. So filtering the search based on social media criteria can make the recruitment job a lot easier as explained just in the past slide. Facebook is well known for allowing companies and prepaid advertisers to post their content based on people's profiles, interests, and times of day. So with the use of AI, so Facebook extensively uses artificial intelligence to make advertisements more pertinent and relevant, and can be used with the fullest extent with some very less expensive charges to be paid. Now, depending upon the criteria set and the frequency of ads, recruiters can gain a huge reach in numbers, whatever position you're looking to fill. Just imagine there are millions of people from India who log into Facebook every day. I'm not talking a global level, of course. So besides just recruitment, social media is heavily used in employer branding. If you've noticed, you might have seen ads from a company which is Lexus or Toyota or an Accenture, and beautifully presented advertisements which compel you to see if there might be some positions open for you. Is there a chance to travel the globe with them? Is there a chance to be a part of their mature and articulated learning and development process? Is there a scope of progressing yourself to the next level with them? Are all the thoughts that crop up in the minds of the spectators, who may be the job aspirants or people who might want to change the job and who are currently not thinking much? So this can actually stimulate the need for you, or you can be attracted as a job aspirant to them. So these channels, they help employers spread the word about their employment value proposition and optimize their inbound recruitment efforts. So these are some tangible benefits that can happen in terms of employee branding and addition of tremendous value to the organization by just being a part of the social media bandwagon. With consistent increase of social media usage, social media recruitment has, needless to say, gaining popularity. It's like a bandwagon or a snowball effect, correct? So it's like continuously snowballing, continuously becoming larger, and continuously attracting worldwide and India-based talent. So now we are going to look at the last part of this particular chapter, where we will discuss some 50-feet examples, some examples which are close to the Indian domain or landscape. So we will discuss the prominent existing players in the Indian, on the Indian landscape or the Indian horizon, some of them being legacy, some of them new players, but yet they are successful through the last few decades. So the first known, let's get a background first, an understanding, and then I will take you through some relevant examples. The first known recruitment agencies in India were probably born in the early 1980s. So it's not a very recent development per se. So being in 2022, the later end of the year, we still see that it's a 4-decade-old endeavor. So this in India is probably the first ever known period where professionals called recruiters came into the scene to help organizations go about their talent needs in an organized and a structured manner. People who managed this over a while got smarter. They caught on to the challenge that, a continued and growing need throughout them, and started building people databases. So that was how a progression or a transcendence was created, where external recruitment agencies started flourishing. The recruiters in those days had only one single mission: to get into an organization, to meet as many people as possible over there, and to collect as many profiles as they could. So they were collecting requirements for filling those vacancies and voids, and they were filling them up. Suppose this, they would begin the tedious job of classifying, ordering, indexing, and updating. So since we did not have profound ATS systems or parsing software applications in the early 80s, this was moreover a manual labor job. So every single campaign these people ran for an organization would lead to a huge rush of profiles. So if you observe, in the 80s, we were still not a globalized nation, still 10 years before globalization happened. So jobs were few and far in between, and if a person was lucky enough to get a job in a reputed or an esteemed organization, they seem to stick with it for the next 25, 30, 40, 45 years, or would retire from the same organization, correct? This is a story of, you know, how our grandparents, how our parents have functioned in the past. So jobs were few and far in between, and if there was any sort of an opening, there would be a huge rush of profiles. Now, after having understood the history, let us look at some of the players that have been pretty popular in the yesteryears and are still, present in the Indian landscape or on the Indian landscape. So one of them being Manpower Job Placement Consultants. So this Indian Private Limited consultant is wholly owned subsidiary of Manpower Incorporation USA. Different types of placement solutions like contractual labor, volume hires, temporary and permanent placements are offered by this organization. The next organization or recruitment corporation we are going to discuss about is Kelly Services India. So this has a rich background and a heritage. They have established themselves in 1946 with specialization in staffing services. So this organization is considered as a leader in job consultancy services. They've got offices across India and the globe. This company invests heavily on manpower and they provide staffing solutions for both permanent and temporary positions. So these organizations, if need be, you can also visit their websites for any staffing requirements. The next being Mafua Randstad Placement Consultants, another prominent name in the global as well as Indian landscape. So this company holds the pride of being a branch of Randstad, which is the world's second largest provider of human resource services. So Mafua has joined hands with Randstad and they provide Indian and global recruitment solutions. With their expertise in finding the right candidates for organizations, Mafua Randstad has earned a good name in the corporate world. The next being another, you know, Indian leader with the name of TeamLease. So with the motto as putting India to work, this organization has come into existence a good 20 years or two decades ago in the year 2002 and has grown as one of the leading staffing services in India. Of course, its popularity is validated from various surveys. So an online survey states that right from its inception, this company is putting someone on board once in every 4 minutes. So this is the vigor with which this organization is providing recruitment and hiring solutions to Indians. Finally, we also, this discussion would be incomplete without the mention of Adecco. So Adecco is another staffing and a manpower recruitment organization. I've had the pride of working with the sister concern of Adecco, Lee Het Harrison, for quite a few years. Giving them consulting solutions, giving them soft skills solutions and leadership development solutions. So with the tagline as better work, better life, Adecco India has lit the lights in the lives of more than a lakh candidates by finding them right placement. Now this may be information which needs more research because that number would definitely have been increased in these last 2 years. So Adecco offers end-to-end human resource solutions to organizations with a specialization in areas like talent development services, outsourcing, outplacement, permanent and temporary staffing. So students, in this way, we have completed chapter number 6, where we have been able to understand what is the current scenario in the Indian market when it, deals with the recruitment and hiring practices. Thank you.